Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm in the building.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeat.com. Make your purchase now.
Tonight, man, representing Ohio's finest. Not only Ohio, but everybody worldwide. You know, we got love for everybody, no matter what it is or what type it is. That's just how we get out. Now, for those that tuned in to last night's show, those that archived to listen to it quietly, you see that we got into some things. We started off with Get It Off Your Chest Saturdays, and it turned into a pretty knowledgeable situation, a situation that I've been yearning for to have come across the airways for the entire world to listen to. So other people will know that, man, we exist as well, contact us, and we'll definitely sit down and build together. But I had a few callers that I had to dedicate a show to, man, one in particular, and I see he was online on time waiting, and I like that, man, but we're going to get into some things tonight. Talking about the bottom line is this. Now, we're going to get into another level of thinking. Do you have what it takes to discuss life on another level? Call in. Let radio personality, me, N.A. know. Times are new and the way of thinking is definitely incorrect. And I got a lot of people who can side with me to say the same thing. Now, you don't think so? Call in. Find out. Because here at N.A. Corp., we strive on connecting the world on a new level but an old structure, working together and succeeding to take life to a new height. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick back. I'm going to let caller, who is this, 626 right here? You hear me talking to you? Hello?
What's good?
What's good, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, buddy.
That's what it do, huh? Now, I want you to kick some of that, man, what happened last night, man, and let them know, man. But we was talking about how the education, the miseducation of our people out here, man. When we say our people, we definitely talking about the blacks, but we talking about everybody as a whole as well. But talking about how the miseducation got society messed up, man. Hello? Hello? Okay, we got another caller over here. We're going to switch back and see what's going on in a minute. 369 right here. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
What's happening?
What's happening, man? Waiting to hear from
you. What's going on, man? You know, man. You know, man, just ready to bless y'all, man, a little bit, man. You understand?
I understand, man. Please, bless us, bro.
Yo, man, you know, the bottom line is this, man. You know, this is this right here. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get no offenders. Nothing about that, but, you know, we need to understand who he is as a people. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Our blacks, you know what I'm saying? We so lost right now. We don't know our nationality, man. You're not African-American, man. Understand, I repeat that. You listen to me, you're not African-American. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing it, bro. They hearing it, too.
Are you hearing me? Okay, okay. So we're going to break this. We're going to get this all down the line. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to report to all these are all that I'm going to report to, because we're talking about biblical people. You know, we're talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, man, right here. I want to talk. I'm speaking to the Negroes, the Puerto Ricans, the Cubans, the Jamaican West Indians, the Mexicans, the Haitians, you know, the Hawaiian Samoans, the Samoa Indians, you know, the Panama Colombians, the Brazilians, you know what I'm saying? The Dominicans and the North American Indians, man. That's who this conversation is for. We need to rise out, so we need to understand who he is as a people, so we can recognize who he is, that God always designed us to be the hierarchy of this earth, you know what I'm saying, for the others to come and report to us.
Right.
Y'all vibing with me? You know what I'm saying? This ain't to offend nobody. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna start with the Negroes, the black Negroes of America right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we the tribe of Judah according to the Bible. According to the Bible, we the tribe of Judah. We gonna start with the Negroes. You know what I'm saying? Understand, people of God. We gonna listen. I want to ask a couple questions first. You know what I'm saying? And I want to get y'all input. Coming into America, as we live in now, who done been slaves?
Black. Without a doubt.
And according to that, now, okay, with that being said, when we know that we've become slaves, you know what I'm saying? They done taught us everything about who we was when we was after slavery and what happened to us during slavery. Do we know how we got over here as black? Do you know what was the traveling way that we got over here? Do we know how that is? What way that was?
Oh, man, if they don't know, they packed us in like sardines, man. They need to watch movies like Amistad to educate them, man. That's real. That's okay. How we got here, man.
Okay, so we're going to get the understanding that we know that we was brought over here in ships, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was any other slavery of anybody in this world ever brought over here in ships, brought in American ships? Was any other slavery is... most educated is that where people know that anybody else was brought over here in ships besides blacks?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so we got that clear, right? We got that out the way right now. We know that's the truth right there. We never heard nobody else being brought to slavery in ships, or, you know what I'm saying, being put in chains and all that, right? We got that clear. You know, slavery was always a method, you know what I'm saying, in the Bible. But according to what we live in today, we know for a fact that ain't no. The most famous talk about slavery is the Negroes in America, right?
Right.
So we're going to break down that effort to what they done named us. They done stole our names, done stole our identity when we got so lost that now they calling us African Americans. Now, do we look African? Can we tell the difference between Africans and a Negro? I guarantee you, an African ain't going to call himself a Negro. Why?
Right.
Because he know his nationality. You know what I'm saying? The white ain't going to call himself a Negro because they know their nationality. You know what I'm saying? The Japanese ain't going to call themselves a Negro because they know their nationality.
Right.
The Arabians ain't going to call themselves a Negro because they know themselves a nationality. But the only people in this world that don't know their nationality is the ones that been brought over here in slavery. We're going to get it today, people of God. I want you to understand that your nationality is in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Ooh,
people don't know that because these preachers that's in the synagogues nowadays, they ain't teaching that because they lost. They ain't studied to show they self-approved. So I'm going to let y'all know right now. See, I go to the Bible. I get to the Bible and I get to the scriptures to prove it. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go to the King James Version first. And I'm going to let you know that everything we went through and everything we went through in slavery, it's right here in this Bible. Prophesied about. Y'all familiar with prophecy? You know what prophecy is,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we gonna give you the prophecy, what the Bible says about what's gonna happen to God's people. which is the children of Israel. We part of the children of Israel, a part of the 12 tribes of Israel. The tribe of Judah, the black Negroes in America, is a part of the 12 tribes of Israel. You know that because when you go to the Bible, it's going to speak on slavery. It ain't speaking to nobody else slavery but ours because it give it to exactly extinct and it give it to exactly detail from detail to what happened to us. First, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 48, so we can get our people to understand who we are as a people. We're not African Americans. You are a tribe of Judah. You are Israelites. Get that out your head,
right,
people.
Yeah.
We're going to break this down. We're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 48. Beginning that right there. It says, I'm reading out the King James Bible right now. If you got your Bibles, get it. So I don't want you to say that I'm lying or anything, because it's the same Bible that we've been reading, that we've been brought up on in church, that ain't not one passage that taught you about in this Bible that you was the people that God was talking about. You was the chosen people. This is the bottom line. If we would recognize who we are as a people, we would recognize that God chose you as a chosen people, then we would stop looking at each other as nigger and nigger. We stop looking at each other and killing each other. We stop looking at each other as committing adultery on one another's wives. You know what I'm saying? We stop doing that because we recognize that we are peculiar people according to God.
Right.
Ain't nothing else going to bring us out. So we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 48. If you got your Bibles, I encourage you to follow what I'm saying to you right now. And it's going to begin at the scripture. It says, therefore... It says, therefore shall you serve thine enemies. It says, therefore, y'all listening, y'all wild with me? Therefore shall y'all serve thy enemies. This is the Lord speaking to his children of Israel. He's speaking to his children of Israel because he's telling them the prophecy. This is what's going to happen to you if you don't obey my commandments. Because that's why we lost. We don't obey the commandments no more. We're not listening to the commandments. You got these churches that say we're the New Testament church. You understand? We're the New Testament church. We're the New Testament church. They cry out along a lot. They don't understand what the New Testament means. New Testament. The Testament don't mean nothing but covenant.
Right.
Testament don't mean nothing
man.
But covenant.
The New Testament was written by two brothers, and they were Zionists, man.
You understand me?
That's crazy, bro. And they got people to conform quick, too, though. Because everybody on the New Testament, see, when you're on the New Testament, from them two brothers that I speak on, and they Zionists, bro, they going to lead you in a path. It's like writing your history for you, bro. So when you follow their book, you
know
exactly what they want you to do, bro. It's a programming that you don't even see because they made it so simple. You know what I'm saying? And that's what got a lot of people lost, bro, because they on that New Testament.
It's plain. See, that's what they don't understand. See, the New Testament don't do nothing but bring out the Old Testament. That's why you think when Christ came into this world, he always was quoting scriptures from the Old Testament. How is the Old Testament done away with when Christ quoted scriptures out of the Old Testament? Out of the New Testament, you got Paul always quoting old scriptures out of the Old Testament. You got James quoting scriptures out of the Old Testament. So how is the Old Testament done away with if they bring in the Old Testament to life right in front of your face in the Bible? But see, we don't want to know the truth.
Hey, now, don't that, for the listeners, don't that sound like a defining moment from that show? You understand what I'm saying? A defining moment, recognizing precise qualities at a precise point in time within yourself, and then taking that transformation of having education, taking it to knowledge, and then applying it, and then learning, and then it turning to wisdom, and then applying it again, and then it transforming into godly thinking. I mean, come on, man.
That's
Come
powerful.
On, man. It's
that
coming
powerful.
From two different directions, and it's coming from your book.
That was powerful. That was powerful. This book is for you. This book is for you. This Bible is for you. I'm saying, okay, so we're going to get back to where I was saying, okay, this is Moses prophesying to God's people, because, you know, Moses was the mediator for God at that time in the Old Testament, you know. So he prophesied to his people, telling them, if you don't keep my commandments, you don't obey my commandments, this is what's going to happen to you. These are our forefathers he's talking about. So we're going to go to the verse again where it says, therefore shall you serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger. Okay, we're going to start right there. It says in hunger, and then it says in thirst. Then it says in nakedness. Then it says in want of all things. Then it says he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed you. What does that mean, people of God? What is a yoke of iron? That means it's going to be, was we not carried over here in chains? Was they not on our necks?
Right.
Okay, you can just get this Bible prophecy. That's coming from the Bible. That's what the Bible says. That ain't my mouth. That's what the Bible says. It says we was going to put a yoke of iron upon our neck, the enemies. Who are our enemies today, people of God? We may not want to announce it, but still today, blacks and whites is always still few, and are we right or wrong?
That's true, man. Everybody else get along.
So who put the yokes of iron upon our neck?
Ooh,
the white people.
The European.
It says it's going to bring the enemies. It says it's going to bring the enemies against us.
It's going to be on TV all month.
It said we're going to serve them for hunger and thirst and want for all things. Did we not serve them from hunger and thirst when we came over here from where we was?
Yeah. Did we not
serve them for thirst? Are we not still serving them? If we want water in our house, who we got to go to? The white man. We want to eat. Who we got to go to? The grocery store. Who owning these stores? Ain't no black-owned grocery stores that's out here that we going over here to serve for hunger and thirst out here today?
We not neither, bro. We not. Brother Malcolm X preached on some of the similar same things. I say you walk right past the brothers' corner store market to go 10 blocks up the street to the rich man. But then you cry about what he do to you. You know what I'm saying? When you can keep the money in the community and make your community rich like their community rich. Because they keep their money
in their
community.
And that's crazy.
For a cat to be that lost, man, they do it to you and then show you and write it and movie scripted to show you how they done it to you and you still don't catch it.
Still don't catch it. Okay? Now I'm going to break down what's happening in America. What we don't understand about what's happening in America, people, God. This is Great Babylon that the Bible is talking about. This is Great Babylon. I'm gonna give you this scripture right here. This is Deuteronomy chapter 48, based on our slavery, what was gonna happen to us as blacks. Okay, now I'm gonna give you Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 49, where it's gonna tell you about what's going on in America right now, how the head people of America when they built this country, they designed was to get us to not follow the commandments of the Lord. So we're gonna I'm gonna see if y'all catch on to this right here. It says the Lord. Then it says the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar. Okay. Now we is originated in Jerusalem. So the white people came from Europe. So that means that's Europe and Jerusalem is from afar from each other. So it says it's gonna bring a nation from you from afar, from the end of the earth. Europe was the end of the earth.
Right.
And then it says as swift as an eagle flying. And the nations whose tongue you shall not understand. When we came over here in slavery, did we understand this language? No, we didn't understand this language because they taught us this language. What language were we speaking before we came over here? Because the schools don't teach you this. They're going to teach you everything we was after we came out of slavery, but they're going to teach you who we was before we came into slavery. What we were speaking before we came into this land was Hebrew. But I'm going to go back and I'm about to touch this right here. I'm going to see if this stick out to you. It says, the Lord shall bring upon you a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle. Damn, people of God. What is the United States seal?
An eagle.
Is it an eagle?
Yes,
it is. They clearly taunting. They know what they're doing. We may not know what they're doing. But they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to wake up, people of God. It's time to get in your original habitat. See, they scared of that because they know if we get back united with one another, that it's going to be something crazy. They're going to be scared because they know they're supposed to be bowed down to us.
See, and that's what NA Corp is about, bro. Getting everybody together, man. Getting especially black. I tell people over on this show, man.
Look at it now, man. How we can't do nothing, bro. Like, right, even if we start doing something, bro, they're going to take it away from us, bro. Because they don't want us to be ahead,
you know what they can't take away. But you know what they can't take away from us, brother? We used to give each other all the time as slaves. Knowledge, bro.
What they can't take away from us.
They envied us because with nothing, we had a party, bro. Even with nothing, we had a party. Now they put it on TV and get money off of it. We party, we're having nothing, bro. We have fun, and we talk, we communicate, and we survive, and we last long with nothing.
This is the crazy
thing
about it.
Let me sit back and watch them. Can we learn how to do it with nothing? Can we learn their ways without them learning our ways? so we can push them to the side and they'll understand what we're doing. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And I ain't get this shit from no book. I got this from paying attention. Just looking, watching people go through shit, and listening and watching,
But it's
that's crazy.
Book, so that's
and it's in the book that a lot of y'all follow. And
that's
it's in the book that y'all follow.
Saying,
the same shit come out my mouth.
Book. See, because I want to touch on what you just said. You know what I'm saying? See, people, the people don't understand that the tribe that we are, the Negroes, we are called the tribe of Judah. According to the Bible, in the Bible of the 12 tribes of Israel, we was who the brethren should praise. So we was always be the ones they should praise us. Now, we still got today, no matter, even if we at the bottom, we at the bottom of the dirt. At the end of the day, we still got every nation of this world, every tribe of this world mimicking everything that we do. When it happens in the music, now we got white people want to make music like us. We got Japanese people want to make music like us. We got white people sagging. We got Japanese people sagging. We got Arabians sagging. Why they still mimicking everything we do? Why? Because it's still the same order. If we recognize that we are still the leaders, and start putting ourselves as the tail. And come together, then we'll be the people that God designed us to be.
I thought we was leaders, bro. You know what I'm saying? What are we leading?
Yeah, you gotta talk to get them to listen. You gotta explain it to them like this, cause see they don't know. Let's take this. A lot of people watch the Temptation movie. A lot of people watch what's that little group, the Five Heartbeats? Remember how it was a black group and they was like, we want y'all to cross over and let us use your music, but put a white band on the album. And they like, nah, we're going to lose our viewers, but they end up doing that shit, right? Now, today, mm-hmm. They like, can you please get on my cover with me? What he just told you is self-explanatory right there. They went from, hey, wow, Let's put you in the background and put them on the cover, to, hey, can you get on the cover with me?
Yeah.
You ain't understanding. They took the music, now they got the music in your face. And they making money. You steady paying them. You renting the jewelry, and you got our cats out here fighting and killing each other over that bullshit instead of telling them the real. Come on,
what
man.
Was Satan
that's
the music?
What
but see, they knew it would be easy because they didn't give us nothing, bro. They knew it would be easy to
real.
Get niggas to turn over. They didn't give us nothing.
That's real.
You feel me?
That's
let me
real.
Let you buy a car that I can buy, and you would do anything. And cats selling out like that, bro.
Man.
We got to do it like the Mac. Remember when his brother was just snatching niggas off the street? To go school,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, got to start doing that. Got to start snatching them, pulling them in the van, beating their ass, and telling them, like, bro, you seeing shit the wrong way. But
yeah,
then we can't do that.
You know,
we when we
time to wake up the people. And the bottom line is this. Like,
yeah.
Like you said, well, this the bottom line is this, because that's the topic, you know. The bottom line is this. See, I don't want, and for all those listeners, I don't want you to understand, I don't want you to think this is a race car issue, a race car thing, but this is me just trying to wake up my people, because this is what Christ came to do. He came to wake up his people. That's the only thing he was sent for, to wake up his people. So this is what I'm doing. I'm just trying to wake up my people. It ain't about no race car. I don't hate the white people. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate no Arabians. I don't hate none of that, because salvation is extended to all if they receive. But my thing is that they need to know what their place is. According to the Bible, there is nothing but dogs. They're under us. And when they recognize that and they come to us and they receive what we have, then the whole world will be where God designed it to be. Christ is not going to come back until we see his people get in order, until we see his people unite.
Right.
That's why when in the Bible you see when the Canaanitish lady, she came to Christ, and Christ said, she said, can you heal my child? He said, it is not good to give the dogs meat. I mean, give the children's bread to the dogs. The lady said, Master, I know. See, she recognized that she was a dog according to Christ. She recognized that because she knew she wasn't nothing to him. She wasn't nothing to him. I'm saying, this is just Bible. This is just what Bible says. She recognized she was nothing to him, but she was saved because Christ recognized that she recognized that she was nothing to her, but to him. But she still has faith. She said, I know that I ain't nothing to you, but I know that you can save me. You feel what I'm saying? So it ain't about no race car thing. It's about waking my people up. The only way you're going to get saved is you're going to come to these Negroes, and you're going to get the Bible talked to you the way it's supposed to be talked to you. See, the way we was taught, we got the Bible pushed on us when we were slaves. So everything we learned, we learned the doctrine of the Gentiles. So all that hooping and hollering you hear in the churches, all this tithing and offering that you hear in the churches, is full of deceit.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to the Bible. Because you always got these people that go to the...
I'm going to tell you something, man, that I told one person, man, that's my wife, and I said I'd never tell nobody else. I wrote a paper, man, when I took an extended stay long time ago, about 14 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a conversation I had. I thought I was dreaming, man, but years later I realized I was awake. And it's about two pages. I let a couple people read it, you know what I'm saying, that was there with me. And it was a conversation I had with God, bro. And I ain't want to tell nobody because I figured people think I was crazy and shit. You feel me? And I ain't trying to go through that. But...
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, the topic of the thing, the bottom line is this, I was told that position is power. And that speaks on what you were just talking about came out the book. If you know your place and who you are, you know your position. Position is power. So
that's
I know that that shit was really real because I just heard it. And it came out a book that I don't open.
All praise.
Ooh, we.
All praises.
I want the listeners to hear that. It came out a book that I don't even open.
That's why all things work together for the good of those that are called according to his purpose. That's what they don't understand. That's what the scripture means. All things work good together for those that are called according. Who are called according to his purpose? Us.
Right. But, hey, defining
that
moment, bro. See, I know how to catch
that we bro. Have, man. It's us, bro. It's that feeling that we all have, bro.
Yeah.
Because if I don't go to the word, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna make me a liar. I want y'all to understand that I'm coming from the King James Bible. I want you to understand that the first people that was ever put on this earth was black. Adam was black. See, we grew up in this world where they pushed the white people always they always got white people in the Bible pictures.
Right.
But the word is right here in the Bible. If you just read it, all you got to do is read it. If you read it, the Bible going to speak for itself. It's going to tell you what's a lie and what's not a lie.
Hey, you know what they say? You want to hide something from a black person? Put it in a book.
He said, put it in a book.
Put it in a book.
Right.
And they said
This is what I was touching on to make my point, and I ain't gonna push no more of this on it because I just want y'all to recognize that the first people on this earth was black. So when you see these, when your children grow up and see these white Adams and Eves in the book, you gonna know it's a lie because the Bible gonna make it a lie. Because I'm about to bring it out to you. I'm gonna go to Genesis chapter 2. I'm gonna begin at verse 6, this is when God created man. And we're going to see if y'all going to catch on to this. Because we want y'all to understand that blacks was the first that was on this earth. That's how much God loves the black skin complexion. He loves us. Okay? So then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 6. It says, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Okay, so that means, what is a mist? A mist means a mist of the water. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you got the grass is wet. That's what they're talking about with a mist. A mist, it says, a mist came up from the earth and it watered the whole face of the ground, right? Now we're going to picture this, that it watered the whole face of the ground. Then it says, the Lord God formed a man of the dust of the ground. So that means, okay, now water them came up out the earth and it fell on the ground and watered the whole dust that was on the ground. What color is the dust, my people? If you ever look at the dirt on the ground, what color is it? Is it white or is it brown?
It's brown.
Okay. So whenever you wet dirt, what's it going to turn into?
Black mud.
Mud, right? Okay, so now we got this Bible speaking out now. Okay, saying now it watered the whole face of the ground. So that means the water, the ground was turning to mud now. Then it says, and God formed man out of the dust. So that means God pulled the man out of the mud. If a man get pulled out of the mud, what color is he gonna be?
We down to 10 seconds. I'm gonna make a show. We're gonna do it tomorrow, same time.
Hey, and that's part simple. Two. And that's simple. Hey,
yo, bro.
I just hope that y'all got the word. You know what I'm saying? You know, all love. Know who you is.
That's
people.
What they do. Man. Coming straight from Ohio's finest, man. We out.
Bottom line.
Make your purchase now.